Watch, man dominates after infiltrating girls' basketball tournament. By Paul Bois on August 29, 2022. Prankster Jordan Lewis infiltrated a girls' basketball tournament by disguising himself as a member of the opposite sex and did what biological males typically do in female athletic competition, dominated. The video, which has since gone viral, featured Lewis donning a rather ludicrous disguise that made him indistinguishable from the average male transgender athlete that competes in a female sporting event. In other words, Lewis may be dressed as a girl, but he sure does not look like one. Needless to say, Lewis performed exceptionally well in the competition compared to the girls' athletes, routinely moving in for a layup or a slam dunk. Excerpts of the prank have been circulating on social media, while the full video can be watched on YouTube. As noted by OutKick, Jordan Lewis is a trickster by trade, making it difficult to determine exactly just how many of the girls were in on the joke. But the response thus far shows an interpretation that he snuck into the AAU tournament to show how hyper-tolerant sports are to transgender athletes playing in female athletics. In such a sensitive culture, we could envision an AAU official allowing a biological male who identifies as a woman to play on the court with the girls. Some stooges probably patted themselves on the back for creating an inclusive tournament at the expense of females. Whether or not Jordan Lewis intended to highlight the absurdity of biological males competing in women's sports, his prank comes at a time when biological males are stacking up victories against their female counterparts. Last week, an op-ed in the Washington Post authored by Alyssa Rosenberg went as far as to argue that men in women's sports could actually be a good thing for young girls by teaching them the art of losing gracefully. A first-place finish or another win won't ultimately be the key to a college scholarship, an Olympic berth, or the attentions of a pro scout, wrote Rosenberg. Under these circumstances, parents have an obligation to foster not just excellence, but a sense of perspective, proportion and good sportsmanship. Hard work is important. But, sometimes, it won't be enough, and not only in situations where someone else is cheating, she concluded.